Hi, this is Scott Unash. Thanks for listening to the Gym Class Podcast on KGYM.
Or two, Brian Haas joining us here in studio. We'll talk golf, get your thoughts about it, your questions for Brian, and we'll talk about the Crandic Tour as well. That'll be coming up here in just a little bit as we wind our way through a Wednesday here at 3 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. We've got tickets to see Disturbed coming up, and that will be at the U.S. Cellular Center coming up. They will be in town on Wednesday, October the 9th, with their special guests in this moment. It's the Evolution Tour with Disturbed. Tickets on sale right now at the U.S. Cellular Center box office, online as well at Ticketmaster.com. You instructed all the good folks at Lunchbox Heroes this afternoon how they can win Disturbed tickets.
I did. And I asked if there were some Disturbed fans, and there were a few.
There were a few.
Told them to listen during the 3 o'clock hour as I would be reading either Disturbed lyrics or Disturbed poet lyrics. That coming up real quickly here. Stay tuned.
Yeah, going to get to that early here today, so stay tuned.
It's brutal, Brian. It really is.
I'm Disturbed.
Oh, a lot of people are. News and notes to get to before we talk golf with you on the program on this Wednesday. First of all, if I could, by golly, we would be starting off this darn program with a Laura Branigan little ditty called Gloria, Mark Dukes.
Good for you and Alex.
The St. Louis Blues going to the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time in 49 years since 1970, when the last time they were there playing the Boston Bruins. So as a long-suffering St. Louis Blues fan, and I know Alex will talk more about this coming up when he and Todd get together here starting at 4 o'clock. It was a banner night last night. Now you just hope for four more. And another banner. Now, who are you rooting for, Brian? You're a big hockey guy. You rooting
I'm
Boston?
No, I'm for the Blues.
All
for
right.
Sure. Yes. Yep.
Just
I enjoyed the Brett Hull days.
Who didn't?
Yeah.
The Doug Wickenheiser days and Bernie Federico. Oh, yeah, it was great. It was great. But it was great to see the Blues get that series last night as they beat San Jose 5-1 down in St. Louis, winning it 4-2. News closer to home. More basketball news today, not only out of Iowa City, but other Big Ten locales as well. Pretty much we thought this was going to happen, but it was made official today. Joe Wieskamp is going to be back as a member of the Iowa Hawkeyes next year. He has pulled his name out of the NBA draft. I don't think it's a shock to anyone. At this point, he did what he wanted to do. He put his name in. He got the feedback from the proper channels as far as the NBA people are concerned, and now he knows what he can work on for the next time that he goes through this procedure.
It was anticipated, but you never know until the player, in this case Joe Wieskamp, makes the announcement that he's going to return, and it's met with welcome arms Iowa fans. Considering events of the last few days and weeks. But now, I mean, the natural progression is Wieskamp got his information. He has a good year. Does he go back through the same process next year and perhaps leave? We're getting ahead of ourselves there, but that would seem to be the natural progression.
But that would be a good problem to have, wouldn't it? Because that says, okay, Joe Wieskamp had a really good year.
True.
Joe Wieskamp has to have a really good year because this team needs outside shooting and they need it in a big way. And I'm sure that's one of the things the NBA scouts talked with Joe Wieskamp about, probably talked with him about his defense, probably talked with him about how to get bigger and stronger, how to get to the basket a little bit more. So
I think it's a great process. It really is.
And you can come back from it, and that's great. So Joe Wieskamp back in the fold after, we hope, successful surgery. I assume everything went fine with Jordan Bohannon today. I don't believe Iowa's put out anything.
No, but I saw he liked his brother's tweet from earlier today.
So that's good news.
Yeah.
That's good news. Good news. Was that Zach or was that Matt?
That was Zach.
Zach, okay. Yeah. Friend of the show and KGYM's Zach Bohannon.
Well, Jordan just made a comment that, you know, he hopes the surgeon isn't a Cyclone fan.
Now that's just not a thing.
Was for Jordan.
You're Switzerland at that point. Other basketball news today. Iowa has named their new assistant coach, and that is Billy Taylor. Billy Taylor to the Iowa staff after 18 years of coaching experience, including a head coaching job at Belmont Abbey, a Division II school over the last several seasons. And he's also been at Ball State and Lehigh. He has coached under Fran McCaffrey at Notre Dame. He's known Fran for 30 years and probably was a guy that was overlooked, I think, by a lot of people out there as one of the leading candidates to get this assistant job. And this is your guy now.
Well, I think it was a very comfortable hire for Fran McCaffrey, and not surprising if you consider everything from the fact that he's coached with Billy Taylor. Taylor has been on the Iowa staff in other capacities, and I think just McCaffrey was in his comfort zone with this hire, and a lot of experience, as you mentioned, 18 seasons, either as a head coach or an assistant. So it appears to be a good hire.
Been around basketball a long time. Fran McCaffrey kind of poo-pooed those things last week. Mm-hmm. Said, I don't want somebody that's going to concentrate on one thing. I want somebody who's going to be an all-around assistant coach. And this is the guy they chose. So Billy Taylor stepping in. The big news out of the Big Ten today, coming from Ann Arbor, where I guess it is now official. SportsCenter called it speculative at the top of the hour, but I see on a couple of different social networking sites that it's a 5-year contract for Juwan Howard to be the new coach of the Michigan Wolverines. How about that, ladies and gentlemen? Member of the Fab Five? I still remember Juwan Howard and Chris Webber and that group at Carver-Hawkeye Arena. And now he's going to be the head coach of the Michigan Wolverines.
Well, it's very interesting, and I wonder how many high school players even remember or know who Juwan Howard is. I think the immediate reaction is he's going to get all kinds of players to Michigan, and he may. I mean, this is a curious hire in my mind because Howard has never been a college coach. He's never been a head coach in any capacity.
Been an assistant coach.
Assistant coach with the Miami Heat. And he's following the greatest coach in Michigan history. No small task. You know, aside from a couple games a year, you hope he does well. Kind of an interesting hire in my mind.
He's going to get kids, though. I think he's going to get kids to Michigan, and I think he's going to take kids away from Izzo. That are Michigan. Michigan is a very fruitful recruiting base. Do you know who Juwan Howard is?
I do know. I know who he is, but this is actually exactly what I wanted to stop in and say. Where?
Hello, Kyle, by the way.
Hello. Juwan Howard has been an assistant in the NBA for a few years at this point. And so I think if this hire turns out to work, it's going to be because he's a good coach. I don't think what this is going to be is maybe what they're going for is, you know, Penny Hardaway, former player, big name. He's getting a bunch of guys to Memphis.
Jerry Stackhouse.
Sure.
Same thing.
Sure,
at Vanderbilt.
Same thing. Juwan Howard does not have the same allure to people of my age that Penny Hardaway comes with. So if Michigan fans and if the Michigan brass think that that's what they're getting with Juwan Howard, they need to hope he turns out to be a much better coach than a recruiter.
Maybe they should all watch the 30 for 30 on the Fab Five.
It was a good movie, and I'll tell you what, he's one of the least exciting parts of that whole movie.
Yeah, but in the day, they changed basketball, though, forever. It wasn't Penny Hardaway. It was the Fab Five that changed college basketball forever. That's why they made the 30 for 30 on the Fab Five. The baggy shorts. The attitude.
Brian just demonstrating, get a T.O., baby. Oh, we don't have any. That Weber?
That was Chris Weber.
Yeah, Chris Weber.
Against North Carolina in the national championship game. But I think a good hire. It's a high-risk, high-reward hire. There's no doubt about that. No doubt about that. All right, so 12 minutes past the hour of 3. We're going to get to Caddy Smack and the gym class coming up in a moment as Rick steps in here from Smart FM. Always good to see Rick Swan. But this you came at a very fortuitous time, Rick.
Oh, what'd I win?
Speaking of winning,
yeah,
we're going to get caller number 6 on the line right now. It's 319-366-1600. They're going to get a chance to play our favorite game, and that is Disturbed Lyric or Disturbed Poet. No help from Rick, please. No help from Rick Swan, please.
No, this is all on Mark.
319-366-1600. Caller number six, you're going to get a chance to win tickets to see Disturbed with their special guests in this moment. That'll be on Wednesday, October the 9th at the U.S. Cellular Center. Tickets on sale right now for the Evolution Tour at the U.S. Cellular Center box office or at Ticketmaster.com. We need caller six. Kyle is going to get you ready to go. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. And we will get somebody on the line and get them ready to go.
You would be one practicing. Of our friends from Lunchbox Heroes.
It might be one of the guys from Lunchbox Heroes. So we asked him if there were any blues fans here.
Yeah.
And then you asked if there were any Disturbed fans.
Right.
So,
and I said Mark was disturbed.
Brian said Mark was disturbed. So I think we got everything covered as far as that is concerned. By the way, great time we had. We're going to hear more about Lunchbox Heroes coming up here in just a couple of moments. And then Kyle's going to get our contestant lined up. He's got it. I love that Kyle, he has like phone conversations with these people. You know, very friendly, outgoing producer.
Disturbed people. Disturbed fans.
Fans. All right. We got Brent in Cedar Rapids on the line and ready to go. Brent, how are you?
I'm doing good.
You enjoying the sunshine?
Trying to.
Yeah, so are we. So are we. We had a good time out at Lunchbox with the sunshine today. All right. Mark is going to... He's going to recite either a Disturbed lyric or... a line from a Disturbed poet, and it's your job to tell us what that is. Are you ready to go?
I think so.
All right, Mark, hit it.
All right, Brent, let's do this, okay?
All right.
Here we go. The sickness, the nausea, the pitiless pain have ceased with... Brian, I'm sorry.
It's like my wife at the toast. You can't get through this.
Start again. I'm sorry, Brent. The sickness, the nausea, the pitiless pain has ceased with my fever that maddened my brain. With the fever called living that burned in my brain. Brent, is that a lyric from Disturbed or a line from a Disturbed poet?
I'm going to have to go with a line from Disturbed.
Mark, what is it?
I'm sorry it is not, Brent.
Oh!
It is from Edgar Allan Poe's For Annie.
Oh, there you go. But I tell you, it could have been.
It could have been. Yes. A Disturbed lyric.
Hey, Brent, thanks for playing. Appreciate it.
No problem.
All right. So we're going to get one more on the line here. Right back to the phones. 319-366-1600. Mark's got another ditty ready to go, and we're just going to go ahead and bring in another contestant. Rick, wasn't that amazing?
That was awesome.
Yeah.
It's not like Rick Nance before the Masters.
Hello, friends.
But it's got its own little panache to it, doesn't it?
It does. Hey, have you always had this window in here?
Yeah,
I don't have a window over there.
No, you don't. You don't. Yeah, that construction oversight, right there. All right, we go to South Amana and bring in Ryan to play Disturbed Lyric or Disturbed Poet. Ryan, how are you?
Great. How are you?
Doing good. All right, we're ready to go. Mark's got another lyric or poem, and he's going to recite that to you and let us know what you think when it's done.
All right, Ryan, let's do this, okay?
Okay.
I don't want to mention the reasons I know that I am stricken and can't let you go. When the heart is cold and there's no hope, and we know that I am crippled by all that you've done, into the abyss will I run.
Nice.
Is that a Disturbed poet or lyrics from a Disturbed song, Ryan?
I'll go lyrics.
You got it.
Hi, Ryan is going to go see Disturbed in October. All right. Hey, Ryan, appreciate it. Enjoy the show coming up. I'm going to put you on hold. Kyle gets your information.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Brian, what do you think of that? That's good radio right there.
The best part is watching Mark read it. That is the best part.
Brian, the last time they put me up to this, it was for a rap.
Ja Rule or T-Pain?
Yeah.
Oh, that would have been
too
good.
Rap lyrics.
If you could wear the gold chains and the whole deal, that'd be worth every penny to watch.
We will get a video cam in for the next time we have that. All right, we're going to take a break, come back, and we're going to get into Caddy Smack on the Gym Class for this Wednesday, May the 22nd. So stay with us. More to come after this here on KGYM.
When it comes to the playoffs, coverage is everything. The same applies to the wireless game. With Straight Talk Wireless, you get full nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks, but for up to 50% less than those big carriers charge. For the exact same high-speed networks, it's like getting full-court coverage at half-court prices. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Hi, my name's Christina Stumble, and I own Farm Girl Flowers in San Francisco. With my Spark Cash Card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on all my business purchases. Last year, I redeemed $115,000 in cash back. Yeah, $115,000. And that doubled our digital marketing budget for the summer. Thanks to my Spark Card, we had our best summer yet. Imagine what the Spark Card from Capital One could do for your business. What's in your wallet?
Real Capital One customers pay for real stories. Credit approval required.
This is Derek Raspson out here at Unity Point Skilled Nursing. I'm the superintendent on site. We're working on this great project. We started here last year in May, and then the owner will be moving in toward the end of August. 48,000 square foot facility with 46 units with a mix of rehab area, kitchen services, dining services. So the customer will be able to get a lot of their amenities here. And I'm just thankful for the team we put together. We've got a lot of trades on site that have made this project a success. We've got a lot of union trades that have definitely helped out. So it's large part to them that where we're at today.
Lunchbox Heroes today. We were out on, the northeast side between Robbins and the northeast side of Cedar Rapids. Mark, we were over at the brand new Unity Point building that is going up over there on Council Street.
Yeah, it's quite a project that I understand it started last July and is to be completed in August. It is quite a facility, and it's great to meet with a lot of the workers out there today.
Yep, about 50 or 60 we fed out there, and thanks to our great sponsors that include for Lunchbox Heroes, of course, our presenting sponsor, and that would be Built by Pros, Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust, Star Equipment, UFG Insurance, United Rentals, Imon Communications, Chick-fil-A Lindale Mall, Red Wing Shoes, Acme Tools, Air Gas, Chick-fil-A Coleridge Mall, and, of course, KGYM and Smart FM.
We've all heard the joke, why do they call it golf? The answer? All the other four-letter words were taken. Hi, Dave Austed here. We hear those words when golfers airmail the green or duck hook the ball into the water. It could be a swing thing, or it could be your clubs aren't fit for your size, swing, and ability. Custom fitting isn't just for the pros. In fact, custom fitting golf clubs will actually benefit the amateur golfer more. So take some advice from Austed's, a Golf Digest Top 100 fitter, and book an appointment to get fit today. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
It's Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. Talking local and national golf from the first tee to the 19th hole. Here are Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, and Rick Swan.
And welcome in, Caddy Smack on the Gym Class coming your way on this Wednesday here on KGYM. Brought to you by our great sponsors, including St. Andrews Golf Course, Humana Colonies Golf Course. Welcome in Austad's Golf as well as Blue Top Ridge down at Riverside. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Rick Swan from Smart FM, and our the man that makes it all go, Brian Haas, here in studio from Blue Top Ridge down at Riverside. And that's sunshine, Brian. I don't know if you're used to it. That is the sun out there.
That's why I'm inside. It scares me.
Golf courses need to see more of the sun.
Yeah. My yard doesn't, though, because I think it'll grow like a weed now if, as fast as, you know, a little bit of sunshine has been needing it.
That's true. But we need to dry things out, and we need to get people back on the golf course.
We do. Unfortunately, it looks like in a couple more days we have a little more rain coming, but the courses will definitely thrive these next 2 days trying to dry out to get ready for that next shower that's coming.
Yeah. Yep, indeed. Well,
we gained 20 degrees today.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Oh, yes. Wow.
We should be out. Yeah. Out and about. Mm-hmm. We have a PGA champion, very well known, too, and congratulations to you, because I believe you picked Brooks Koepka.
Yeah, you know, I know a little bit about that golf course, and in the past it's always kind of been that bomber, so it wasn't hard to pick between like a DJ and a Brooks.
Yeah, but you know what? How many is that now? Four?
In the last eight.
Four of the last eight he's won in the majors, so are we just now going to start picking him?
I think kudos to Rick, because he had Rory to win, and Rory was 7 over with 6 holes to play on his second round.
Yeah, and then
he birdied 4 out of the 6
right.
to make the cut on the number, and he finishes in the top 10.
Yeah.
And then Spieth. Yeah.
Also, but and he there for a while on Saturday, I thought, well, he's going to make a run, and he kind of did. But,
right.
You know.
Yeah, and that was fun to watch.
He got the putting back, and he still has problems, though, of about 6-7 shots good, and then one that you just kind of shake your head about and just go, oh, what was that?
It looked like any one of us.
Mine go every 3, though. Right. His are 7 of 8.
Well, in your wheelhouse, Brian, 3 club pros made the cut. And I think a lot of the analysts were thinking maybe 1, maybe 2. But 3 is pretty good.
3 is a big number. Again, the venue makes that really difficult, because if you look at our local club professionals, some of the others that were in there, you know, their numbers were just astronomical. That is a hard golf course, and it's not astronomical is a mean word, but it's just that hard of a golf course. They're not used to getting out in those conditions on that style of golf course. Mm-hmm. So I think they, for 3 guys to make it through that, when I know that it's really a bomber's golf course, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That is one of the best major championship venues that you can pick. And to have only 6 guys under par at the end of 4 days is just amazing. The last time they played there, it was 1. I think the time prior to that was 5. So in 3 tournaments, 12 players have been under par at that golf course.
Right.
That tells you how hard it is.
It's a public course.
Yeah, and I'd like to see them put in more courses to where they're like Augusta. You don't necessarily have to be a bomber to win at Augusta.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, Bethpage Black, it kind of lends itself to the player that hits it a little bit longer and can hit that big cut like Brooks did and just stop it in the fairway.
Which he did, and just had enough, because it got a little interesting there on Sunday afternoon. I think maybe a couple of missed shots by Brooks, but also the crowd was – it was an interesting crowd. You knew it was going to be in New York, but as much as they will pull for you, they will turn against you very, very quickly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've taught a lot out in New York, and they're vocal for sure. And they're going to tell you how they're feeling and what they want to have happen in front of them for their – for their event. So it's definitely an interesting place to play.
How will Pebble Beach be different? Have you ever played there?
I haven't played it, but just what I know about it, again, a bomber can do well there as well, not too dissimilar to Bethpage, but also you need to know how to play that golf course. So, and not, I wouldn't call them average, but more of the average length driver on tour can also win there. It's not necessarily a bomber's golf course. You can take advantage of it, but there's definitely risk when you do that on that golf course. Thus, the field will get a little more combined and a little tighter.
They say it's more of a shot maker's course.
Correct.
Than Bethpage. Bethpage is just, you better hit it straight, you better hit it long, and good luck.
Right.
Pebble, you can work it left to right a little bit. I'm interested to see if they're going to play it as a 70, what par it's going to be, if it's going to be 70, 71, or 72. It's been all 3 before.
Right.
I don't think it's going to be a 72 because they'll probably make the second hole a par four. So I'm thinking probably a 71. So we'll see.
It'll be interesting because if they go a 72, then it's everybody's game. And as they keep working towards 70, then it becomes more of a long hitter's game.
Very true. Very true. And Koepka gets the victory, and they're going to have the Ryder Cup there in 2024. And we talked about this on Monday, that I am nervous for 2024 because if the crowd is acting that way against Americans,
how are they going to do against Europe?
What in the world is the crowd going to be like for the Ryder Cup when, you know, there's a team championship on the line here? You know, the first fight's going to be in the four ball at about 7:35 in the gallery, I think, in 2024.
Right, right. That'll be very interesting. It'll be, it'll feel like you're in with a bunch of cabbies.
It's going to be very New York.
Brian, how do you view Koepka now? As Rick said, he's won four out of the last eight majors. We've seen DJ. We've seen a Spieth run. Justin Thomas, Jason Day, many different players have put together a bit of a run, but this is pretty heady stuff that he's done.
Definitely, and there's no doubt he's probably a Hall of Famer already. The today's golfer is different, totally different. It's not the Nicholas days or the Palmer days or any of those. Those are gone. And if you look at Brooks, he's all about the business. It's his team. It's not just Brooks, you know, making all those decisions, and it's just golf is different. So he's in that new era that Jordan kind of introduced us to, and at least that's when the media started really noticing players talking about their team, and you really look at the top 15 or so players, and they're all in that same category where they talk about their team.
And he's got sharp focus and concentration too, and that's one reason that we mentioned earlier in the week, he probably slept on the couch Sunday because he wouldn't allow his girlfriend to give him a kiss as he went to the course.
Razor right. focus. Razor focus.
Right. Yep. Don't change anything.
Well, the thing about that people are talking about with Brooks now is, okay, we know you can win the big ones. The problem is he hasn't won a lot of the little ones. I don't know if that makes you any less of a player. You're exactly right. Guy's a Hall of Famer already with four out of eight, and now they're asking him, well, why don't you win the Colonial? Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? And he hasn't. You know, I don't know if he necessarily needs to, but that's what everyone's asking.
And he's not filling his schedule full of those either.
No.
So he's really picking and choosing where he's playing. And I think he's ramping himself into those. He's not going into those going, I'm going to win these next three PGA Tour events. He's thinking about ramping himself into the next major event, mm-hmm. as opposed to he's looking at those as probably practice rounds, in my opinion. You know, so it's a different way to look at it.
He's got a great attitude going into the majors. Yes. That's for sure.
If you have a question for Brian Haas about your game or anything else, give us a call or a text, 366-1600. I want to ask about preparation, Brian, because players approach the majors differently, and of course the schedule is different this year than it has been in the past.
Right.
Tiger decided not to play between the Masters and the PGA, saying he just wasn't ready for Wells Fargo. I guess different approaches for different horses.
I thought it was a mistake.
Yeah.
He said he wasn't mentally ready. He said he was ready physically, but he wasn't mentally ready. The new schedule people are talking about is not going to be Tiger-friendly because of his physicalness with his back. Every 4 weeks playing in a major, he's not going to be able to do the old Tiger schedule.
Right.
So I guess it remains to be seen how effective he's going to be.
Yeah, it is definitely different. I feel like they're all ramping and moving toward a Brooks-type schedule to where they're using the regular tour events as ramps into the majors. I think we're going to see more names that we don't know winning the regular events for sure, and which is good for them. And mm-hmm. it gets them their card on tour for a couple more years as they win those events. I think golf is just changing, and the way they practice and the way they take care of their bodies and minds for that in that case. So Tiger was thinking about, am I focused enough to go play in this event before he goes to the PGA Championship? I don't know if that's a good answer or not, because sometimes playing a little bit more helps you stay focused, or you can find out where you start lacking in your focus so you can work on it and not getting into those lulls. Mine happens right around the 11th or 12th hole, somewhere in that range. I start lapsing a little bit. Every player knows when that is, and it's whether you can focus through that or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he is going to play at Memorial coming up next week, which he usually plays in Jack's tournament in Columbus, Ohio. So I think he'll be a little bit more ready for the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach, but we'll see.
Yeah.
But we'll see how that plays out. 3:33, we're going to take a break, come back, more of Caddy Smack when we return after this on the Gym Class, as we'll take your questions for Brian and talk more golf with you after this here on KGYM.
We've all heard the joke, why do they call it golf? The answer? All the other four-letter words were taken. Hi, Dave Austed here. We hear those words when golfers airmail the green or duck hook the ball into the water. It could be a swing thing, or it could be your clubs aren't fit for your size, swing, and ability. Custom fitting isn't just for the pros. In fact, custom fitting golf clubs will actually benefit the amateur golfer more. So take some advice from Austed's, a Golf Digest Top 100 fitter, and book an appointment to get fit today. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
Whatever you drive should feel like a sweet ride, right? That's why I take my baby to Milex in Cedar Rapids. They treat her with kid gloves and treat me like I know what I'm talking about. I always feel good walking in there, and I really appreciate their complimentary customer shuttle. They even donate 5% of my bill to my kid's school. And when I pick up my car at Milex, they leave candy on the dash. How sweet is that?
Milex Complete Auto Care, 2010 Sylvia Avenue Northeast. Open now during remodeling. CedarRapidsMilexAuto.com.
Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club. Now it starts at noon, and you just need to call by 11:30 to enter. The entry fee is $30, and there are no green fees. Plus, all entries are returned. Play is on a Stableford format, which gives every golfer a chance to win, regardless of ability. There will be team, individual, and skin winners. The Wednesday game is the best game in town, and it's only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blairs Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
At Trex, we know there's a place for wood in your backyard. We recommend the fire pit. But when it comes to choosing the right material for your next deck, look no further than the superior beauty and durability of the number one name in outdoor living. Trex decking delivers the look of wood without all the work and the worry. So make sure your next deck is built with Trex.
Find Trex decking at Alexander Lumber or Answers by Alexander. Visit either location in Iowa City.
Families can test their skills together and the father-son-parent-child best shot on Father's Day. This two-person best shot will be held at Amana Colonies Golf Club, Sunday, June 16th. There are different divisions for each age range. Get 18 holes of championship golf, cart, practice balls, course contests, and prizes for only $75 plus tax per team. Payouts are based on the size of the field, and winners receive ACGC gift cards. Get your parent-child team together and call the Amana Colonies Golf Shop to sign up at 319-622-6222.
Back with you, Caddy Smack in the Gym Class at 3:37. No, Mark is not reading lyrics. That is not Disturbed. We'll have more chances for you to win Disturbed tickets coming up tomorrow on the Gym Class program. Dave Kokin's going to join us, and then Mark James is going to join us, the voice of the Indianapolis 500, as the 103rd edition of the race, hopefully, fingers crossed, will go off on Sunday. 70% chance of rain.
Wow.
Will you be in attendance?
I will be. Thank you.
Wonderful.
I will be there, so no
Very
golf.
Cool.
this weekend for me. Your questions for Brian are welcome at 319-366-1600. If you have a question about your game, if things are going well, let us know.
if things,
we always get the, oh, this isn't working and that working. If it's going well and we helped you, let us know. We'd like to hear success stories, too.
Right. I get texts and that all the time. And I got one from one of my former golf professionals that moved down to St. Louis, as a matter of fact. And he has a student there at his club. And he said, Brian, I need your help.
Yeah. So it's a network, right?
It's a network.
You guys are helping each other.
That's right.
Let me ask you this, then. If things are going well, how do you keep it going well?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Because I've had, you know, 6, 7, 8 holes where I'm like, I'm in the zone. And
right.
Then I'm not.
Right. You know, one of my college players, Sterling McIlravey, he's in that point right now. He, you know, sends me his videos of his swing when he's working out, not at my facility. And he said, how do I look? And I go, you look great. Get out and get playing. You know, and, you know, quit working at it. Let's get playing and work at that. And he just finished second in the Iowa Eastern Amateur. I'm saying that wrong. Event. And you know, you just have to keep building off of that. And he learned from his mistake on the way in that he had, and that's what you have to do. You got to look at that and say, what did I do wrong not to win it? And what was the difference in my rounds? And then move forward and then get back out and get playing again so that you can continue playing. And it's, we were talking about earlier, mentally, and mentally being able to play all 18 holes. I remember when I was trying to play for a living 100 years ago, it feels like, my mom, I'd call my mom after golf and she would tell me, you know, you just can't finish. And I'd say to her, you're right, I can't. I go, but what's the answer
Thanks,
to
Mom.
That? Right, exactly. That's what I'd say to her. Now you know where I get it from. And I'd tell her, you know, I need an answer. You can't just tell me what I did wrong. And she goes, yeah, you're right. So she calls me back later and had me start playing 27 holes regularly so that I was looking for more holes after I was done. And so mentally, my body got more used to playing more holes, and I could physically stay in the game mentally and physically longer.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And so if you start playing well, that's not a bad route to go, because the mental part is what really breaks down more times than not.
Mm-hmm. Several texts coming in. Let's start with 0190. He would like to know, how do you establish an official handicap, Brian?
Oh, good question.
Sure. You won't get one until you get your first 5 rounds in, but you can go to your local club. You don't necessarily have to go there to post your scores anymore because it's all web-based, which is great. So go to your local golf course, tell them you'd like a handicap. Hopefully they're running the system through their facility, and they will get you signed up, and then you will get your GIN number. Go online, make a password for it, and you can enter your scores in right on your phone.
Good question. Good answer.
Great question.
And you throw out your high and your low still, and you average the rest?
Once you get into the 20 scores,
right.
Yes, your high and low falls out. It's still 20 scores, but it works off of that, yes. And it's a great thing to have. That way you're eligible to play in almost any amateur event that we have around here in Iowa. And the other golfers appreciate it. So when you go tee it up and you have some new friends that maybe you're playing with, you can honestly say, I am a 13.6, and on this golf course, that makes me a 15. And off you go.
50-16 would like to be able to work the ball left and right.
There you go.
What are
like
the best
that.
Tips?
So left and right. So I always say this to a lot of my students, that they all need to learn how to hit it left, right, and straight. So there's no such thing as straight. The ball does move left or right a little bit, but it appears to be straight. So the easiest way to do it is get on the range and physically swing as far left as you can, and then physically swing as far right as you can, and start working on the face angle of the club and pick little fun things. I like to take – we have the flags that come out of the studio, and there's a 65-yard flag that's, oh, I'll say a dozen yards or so left of the target we like to use coming out of the studio, and I'll ask some of the players to hit a little cut around that flag back to the target, and then do the same thing on the right side. Hit a little draw around a certain target back to a flag and start working it that way, and then go right back to trying to hit it as straight as you possibly can, even though it's physically impossible. Hit it as straight as you can and keep working that back and forth and learning that you'll understand where your swing's at all times, and really it'll make you a better player, because if you get on the golf course and you're having an issue going one direction or the other, you know exactly how to make it truly go the other way.
The feet and the grip play into that as well, though, right or no?
Is it more feel? Or a combination?
I will move my grip a little bit. We're talking about minute little movements in your hands. So, because you do want the face to change. So a real cut is really a left swing for a right-handed player. I'm talking about a right-handed player. Is a left swing, so your path is going left of the target, but your face is closed. But it's just closed less than your path. So most people think your face is open. It is open compared to your path, but it's really closed. So it's left-left. So your club is going left, and your face is actually going a little left. That makes the ball spin back to the right. Just the opposite, a ball that's going to the making a draw movement. You're swinging from the inside out, so across your right pocket and out right of the target, and the face is less open than your path. So if your path is 10 degrees to the right and your face is 5 degrees open, that ball will draw.
Scott, did you text in here?
I did not.
What drills should a person do to get rid of a case of the shanks?
That's my every ninth shot right there.
There's no drill for that. And we go back to our early days of Caddy Smack, and I think that's the Barzini's. Was that the name of it?
Yep.
That usually cures a few shanks. No. But really, actually, that was the question that Anthony had from St. Louis. And he said, hey, my high school player's got the shanks. And I can't even say the word. It's hard for me to get that out.
It is hard.
Yeah.
You don't want to say it too many times.
I don't want to say it at all. And I said, Anthony, take a video of down the line. And I'm willing to bet he's either a combination of two things. He's probably a little close to the ball. And he said he already starts close to the ball. It's where his normal position is. Then I said he has early extension, which is your rear end moves into the ball. So from your normal setup position, if you draw a line on your rear end, Your rear end should stay on that line all the way through the swing. And almost all the time, that if somebody hits it off the hosel, their rear end moves in right at impact and moves in toward the ball in that direction. So that's usually always it. If you get yourself set up, put your butt out on that line and hold it out there while you're swinging through, you'll stop.
1577, how can the driver work so well one week and be so sideways the next?
I thought they were going to say, how does it work so well on the range? And then does the first tee and it doesn't work.
So I think TrackMan has taught us a lot of things. And face angle is you, if your ball is moving, it's your face angle. So if you don't grip the club exactly the same way all the time, when you watch golf this weekend and watch the tour players, and if they hold the video on the player long enough so you can see their whole routine, you'll notice that they're very meticulous in how they grab onto the golf club. And so if you're experiencing extremes like that, odds are you're changing your grip as you're playing, because face angle creates ball movement more than path does. And so you just need to check and make sure that you're hanging onto that square each and every time.
This is a good one for you, Brian, 9068. This person is just getting into the golf, brand new to it. Would I be better buying a new beginner set online or going to somewhere like Playing in Sports and buying a used clubs? I'm also 6'2". Does that matter, or do I still use just regular clubs?
Gotcha. So 6'2" doesn't really mean a lot to me, because you could be long torsoed or short armed. You could have long arms. You could have short legs, long legs.
Or lean over
those
a lot.
Yeah. So I had the Bulls for a while, living at one of my clubs in Chicago, and you know, I had Luke Longley, and he's in a stock set of clubs. His arms are so long that his clubs were stock, you know. So there's a 7-footer, and he's playing with stock golf clubs. But so that's a really loaded question. The best thing you can do is stop by one of your local golf courses. A fitting usually doesn't cost very much. Some facilities do it for free. And any little bit of knowledge you can get from that golf professional will be really helpful for you to get your first set. And if you're just truly beginning, you just need to get something close so you can get started. And once you get started and then you catch the bug, then you can always upgrade later. But the box sets from Tour Edge are a great starting point. A lot of those can even be bent a little bit and get readjusted. So that's a possibility at your local golf course, or even at some of the off-course shops. They have that capability to get the lie angle right. So for every player out there, the lie angle is the most important thing, next to getting a shaft in there that's close to how fast you move the club. You don't want to get something too soft for you or too stiff for you. So get the lie angle right, and you can go out and manage the golf course.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it depends on how serious of a golfer you want to be as well. If you want to just be a guy that goes out once a month or something like that, you can go in this direction. But if you want to be a serious golfer twice, three times a week or so, you better go.
You're talking if you're talking 2 and 3 days a week of playing golf, that we're going to put a number to that. It's 15 hours for 3 rounds of golf.
Mm-hmm.
That's 5 hours each time, approximate, that you're saying I've got time for. That's pretty important. If I had 15 hours to do anything in a week's time frame, I'm going to be good at it.
And,
True. And I don't play 3 days a week. And it would be, you know, to me, that says get something that's good for you that fits properly so you can enjoy the game as much as you can, because that's a lot of time on the golf course. And I'm happy for you. I think that's a great thing. You found something you love. Just make sure the equipment you're using is correct so that you can love it even more.
Another text that has to do with, something we all struggle with, or almost all of us, and that's the long irons, Brian. How can I hit a stinger like Tiger does?
That's fun, for one, for
He's
sure.
He's not hitting it as much anymore, though. That's kind of the shot that's gone away with the whole back situation.
Yeah, and you don't see a lot of it on the tour anyway. So I think the shot has kind of gone to the wayside also. Realize that we understand launch and spin a lot better now. So the stinger shot was something that he could control spin and hit this non-spinning stinger bouncy ball down the fairway. Now all of our equipment is fit so well that you can just swing a 3-wood and get that. And you don't have to sting it anymore. And so our equipment's gotten better. We understand spin and launch better. The shot kind of went away a little bit.
I think the long irons, too, have kind of gone by the wayside for many people, and they've gone to hybrids instead of a 2 or 3 iron.
And the reason you don't have a 2 or 3 iron, it's truly a ball speed physics thing. So if you don't have enough club head speed to create the ball speed, today's current golf ball from what I played with as a kid, and realize I'm 51 years old, so the balls I played with as a kid were wound. They spun 10 times at least that, more than the current ball that we play. So thus, when you see 3 irons in bags or 2 irons, they're really hybrids now. They have a lot of weight in the bottom, a lot of tungsten down there to help get that ball up because the ball doesn't spin anymore. And that takes a certain amount of club head speed in order to create the ball speed to get that ball lifted up. So thus, the hybrid has more mass to it, does that for us, and that's the more proper club for the average player.
I like the Lee Trevino line. God can't even hit a 2-iron.
Right.
You know, those guys were hitting 2 irons and 1 irons in the 50s and the 60s.
But the ball spun at least 10 times more than the current ball. So it's that's why. You could. I could. Mm-hmm. I had a 3-iron in my bag as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, and everything was fine. But when the ball changed, you couldn't hit a 3-iron anymore.
It's an equipment issue.
Equipment. It was the ball. Yeah, the ball issue. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Very much so. We're going to get to break coming up here at 3:51. Want to mention that we do have the next event on the Crandic Tour coming up, and that will be on June 1st and 2nd, a week from this coming weekend. It will be I think they call it the Mid-Am over at Ellis, and there is still time for you to get on there and get signed up for it.
Rick.
Yeah.
No pressure.
Right.
Yeah.
No pressure at all. Mm-mm. But
to get it done. Yep.
And I'm looking forward to it. Going to be a good one. And you can go to their website. It's crandictour.com. That's crandictour.com. And they've got all the information. You need to join the tour. It's a very small fee to do so. It is the Ellis Mid-Am at the Ellis Golf Course coming up on June 1st and 2nd. That's a Saturday, Sunday. And that is a registration deadline of May the 27th, so right after Memorial Day. So get out there and get involved. And then they've got tournaments at Pleasant Valley coming up June 29th and 30th, at Finkbine July 20th and 21st, and then the Tour Championship for the top players will be on September the 21st over at Amana.
And that's a great reason to that other question of how do I get my handicap. That I think that's how they get you flighted, is by handicaps. and get you into your categories for this amateur event. So
it's all flighted.
It's all flighted, right.
Yep. It's no cut, flighted, and Rick and I have played there many times, and
it's fun.
It's fun. It's a great bunch of guys, and it's not, you know, you want to win, but it's
competitive,
win at all
but
cost
not dead
atmosphere.
Serious. Yeah.
Which
That's
makes
great.
It fun.
I think it's a great tour and a great idea and another good reason to go get your handicap so you can get out and play and have a little competition.
Sure.
There you go, Rick.
I'm ready.
All right. We'll take a break, come back. More of your texts, and we'll talk some more golf with you as Caddy Smack comes your way for this Wednesday here on KGYM.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available now at Advance Auto Parts.
100 years of hard work can take you far. And no one knows that better than Goodyear. In 1918, we started the Akron Wingfoots basketball team, laced up, and took to the court. And we've been outperforming the rest ever since. Goodyear proudly celebrates our 100th anniversary in basketball and our relentless dedication to being unstoppable. Goodyear, more driven.
Hiring used to be hard. Multiple job sites, stacks of resumes. But today, hiring can be easy, and you only have to go to one place to get it done. ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. And right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address. ZipRecruiter.com/will. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WILL. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The NTT IndyCar Series roars to life once again at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. It's the 103rd running of the greatest spectacle in racing.
The word has always been that the 3.2 million bricks here reach out and they select their winner each year. Could it be that they reached into Australia in the form of willpower?
Listen this Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern.
The 103rd Indianapolis 500, Sunday at 10 on KGYM.
Back with you on the Gym Class here on KGYM. We are presented, as always, on the Gym Class by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. It is Caddy Smack on the Gym Class for a few more minutes. If you have a late question for Brian, get it in at 319-366-1600 on the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line or on the phone line as well. And now we get to our own personal maladies that Brian can fix. My latest one, Brian, is distance control on putting. I've been a pretty good putter over the years. Unconventional, but a pretty good putter. And all
I
of a sudden,
that.
I have distance issues. It's either 3 feet short or 4 feet long. I have no idea where this came from.
Right. Well, really the only fix for that is to get out and play the ladder game and start dropping balls, take 2 or 3 paces, drop a ball, 2 or 3 paces, drop a ball, and then work on the bushel basket and try to get them all inside that bushel basket and just keep playing the ladder game until you get that control back. It's really not any different than if we're standing in this room and you toss me a ball and I move further back, you toss me a ball at that distance. We're really good at that. So start in your mind as you're having issues thinking about it, because that's what's happening. You're now guessing.
Oh, yeah.
And don't guess at it. Stand over it. Free up your right hand. Look down the line like you're going to throw it there. Feel that distance as if you were going to throw it there. And then go ahead and grab your putter and make some strokes that way. And start feeling that distance again, because that's all it is. It's the same feel as if you throw a ball to somebody across the room. You know exactly how to do it. You just got to get that back into your head.
Chipping
practice.
Similar.
I'm sorry?
Chipping similar?
Yeah, very similar. So everybody's pitch position is different, so your ball will check differently, but it works the same way. So it's a feel and a distance control. So looking to where your ball lands and rolls out. So for me personally, if I chip with my 55-degree wedge, if I land it on a flat surface or somewhat flat, one third of the way there, I know it'll roll the other two thirds. And if I use a nine iron, if I land it about a quarter of the way there, I know it'll roll the other three quarters. And then obviously uphill's a little more and downhill's a little less. And so I try to find a fairly flat spot and start working different distances and looking for that either third or quarter, depending which club I'm chipping with.
I've had some success, not much, but some success on a tip that I think you brought up. And you don't even always have to use a wedge, Rick, around the greens. Sometimes you can pick a 9-iron, 8-iron even, and
right.
And you're going to approach that shot differently. But, you know, you get it on the ground more.
Yes.
A lot more quickly.
Yeah. So my two clubs are my 55 and my 9-iron. Those are my two favorite chipping clubs. I rarely go outside of those, so it'd have to be some weird circumstance. So my 9 is for something more clear across the green. But sometimes I have just that feeling with my 55, and I may never chip with my 9 for weeks on end. Mm-hmm. And just because the feeling's so good with the 55, I'll just carry it a third of the way clear across the green instead. Mm-hmm. and go that route. So it's more of that feel. So you got to get in touch with your feel and the chipping and the putting, that's for sure.
I think that's most of it. What's that?
You always chip at the same club?
I go with pitching wedge a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah,
now,
that's great.
If I'm feeling good, the 58 or 55, 54 rather, will be something I'll go with.
But if I don't have any room, then I will go higher loft. Mm-hmm. If I got to hit a something high in the air, a flopper like Phil. Let's get to Rich real quick here today. Rich has a question for Brian. Rich, you got about a minute. Go ahead.
Hey, it's just a real quick one. So what's the deal with if you're on an uphill stance or a downhill stance? What position do you
put the ball at?
Stand in or adjust your ball with?
Sure. So uphill, you want to pretty much center of your stance. The farther back you put it, the more you might shove it to the right. So pretty much center stance. A lot of times you're just going to need to take an extra club because it's just going to go higher straight up that hill. Downhill, you got to make sure you're getting your shoulders level with the turf. So your shoulders need to be going down the hill at the same angle as the hill. And then, again, the ball in the middle of your 2 feet so that you're contacting that ball first instead of the ground. So if your shoulders get level to you and not to the ground, you're going to hit behind it or you're going to hit the top of the ball. So you just got to get your shoulders level. So all your weight on the downhill one is going to really be on your downhill foot. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're coming to the end of the show. Brian, thanks as always. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
It's fun as always.
All right. Stay tuned. Tom Brombel Camp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next on KGYM, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. ESPN's Jeff Borzello reports Michigan alum Juwan Howard is talking with the Wolverines about their head coaching job. Howard right now is an assistant with the Miami.